starve your distractions, and feed your focus. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn how to maintain your focus over long periods of time. Enjoy.
In a world where distraction is becoming more and more of a problem, where social media is designed like slot machines, buzzing in your pocket, rewarding you with notifications and the prospect of human connection, it's really hard to just focus on something boring for a long period of time. And I get more and more questions in the comments section being like, how do I focus on something I don't like focusing on, or something I need to focus on, but it's just boring? I'm here to help you with that. And I've struggled with this my whole life. I thought I had ADHD for pretty much my entire life, and I might still have ADHD, but I think I fixed it without drugs, and a lot of it came down to some simple tips that I just had to practice pretty religiously, but it pretty much solved my focus problems, didn't eliminate them completely. I still get distracted by video games and social media just like everyone else, but I'm actually able to stay focused for a really long period of time. And it's saved my life. So I want to save your life too. So we're going to jump right into it. Tip number one is to unstimulate your brain. So I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but whenever you're binging memes on Reddit or playing Apex, your brain is really stimulated. And so when you try to hop into doing something slower paced, like reading a book or writing an essay, it's really, really hard to do that. And that has a lot to do with the fact that you've conditioned your brain to expect these feel-good chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. So when you're not getting that from something slower paced, like reading a book or writing an essay, it's really boring in comparison. So what you should do to fix that is take a break from the stimulating activity that you were just doing. Take a walk, go to the gym, maybe go to the library and start reading a book. Meditation is really good. Maybe take a hot shower, but you probably don't want to be in there for like half an hour, kind of a waste of time. The point being, unstimulate your brain. Give yourself a reset. Stop activating it with so much stimulation. That way, when you hop into doing something slower paced, it actually feels like you're getting a natural amount of feel-good chemicals for doing it. This is also why I'm such a huge believer in doing your most important work first thing in the morning. Set a time where you can wake up a little earlier than you normally wake up to tackle that beast that you've been avoiding. You'll find that 6 to 8 hours or however much sleep you get in a night, when you've had 6 to 8 hours to reset your brain, you'll find that boring activities you're actually able to focus on them a lot easier. This might sound like basic advice, but one of the most powerful tools in your entire productivity arsenal is to put your phone on do not disturb mode. That way, when you enter a flow state, which we'll talk about in the final tip, you're not pulled out of that flow state every 2 minutes because somebody sent you a meme or, like, let's see, what do I get notifications about? Yeah, someone sent me an email. Somebody on an Instagram group chat, I don't know, posted something, there's a Discord thing. It's all meaningless stuff. None of this is nearly as important as doing my most important video editing for my clients early in the morning. So stop letting other people spend your time for you. This morning productivity time is for you to do your most important work, so treat it with respect. All these other people who want your attention can get it later on in the day, once you've done your duty. Okay, tip number two, this is one of my personal favorites, and that is create a sacred productivity playlist. So most people have a playlist that they listen to when they're trying to be productive or do homework or something like that. Usually it's sort of a minimal electronic background noise or some lo-fi chill hop or some alpha waves or whatever. When you listen to a particular sound, or if you get in the habit of listening to a particular kind of music while you're being productive, then your brain will start to make the association that that music is productivity music. And whenever you hear that music, you're way more likely to be productive when you listen to it. That being said, it's kind of a blessing and a curse. You have to try really hard not to goof off when you're listening to your sacred productivity playlist, because once you goof off while listening to that music, your brain will create that pathway and it'll be a lot more easy to goof off again. So if you don't make it an option, you can maintain the sacredness of that playlist, the sanctity of that playlist. Create a playlist that you only use for productivity. If you already have one, but you've goofed off while listening to that music, make another one, make new brain associations with that playlist, and only be productive while you're listening to it. Tip number three is to use caffeine the right way. And yes, I am the guy who made a video about why you should quit caffeine. And actually, believe it or not, I'm not a complete hypocrite, because I totally stand by everything I said in that video. If you want to quit caffeine because you're finding you have too many peaks and valleys in your energy levels throughout the day, then I think quitting caffeine is a very constructive thing to do. Because when you quit caffeine, you get a more steady, reliable energy buzz throughout the day. The reason why I've gotten back on caffeine is because I actually need more peaks and valleys throughout my day, because I do super focused work for a short amount of time and then I'm done for the day, or, you know, I will have to run some errands and then there'll be another period of time where I need another caffeine boost, and for like 2 hours I'm super focused again and then I'm done for the day. I have a really sporadic work schedule like that, so caffeine suits my needs well. However, it's not enough to just guzzle back coffee without being methodical about it. So I have a couple tips on how to use caffeine the right way, or at least a smarter way. And my first tip is to not have too much. If you're exceeding 300 milligrams of caffeine a day, you might want to consider toning it back a little bit, because after that, I find that you're too reliant on it. It's harder to wake up in the morning, you get like some crazy crashes, and you basically develop a pretty intense chemical dependency on caffeine.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.